Okay, so welcome everyone to the third day in this. And again, I'm going to try and be mindful of those on Zoom. And please call out if I'm not turning the screen down. I'll try and do that because I am using good old paper copies, which I still feel is the best way to learn. What we've done is that we've looked at the Agadita piece of the Gemara, talking about Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos and how everyone forgot what needed to be done until Hillel came along and saved the day. We got into the Gemaras itself, the Mishnah, the Gemara, which talks directly about what to do with chometz and how to get rid of the chometz when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. We saw there's a whole discussion whether that's talking only about Truma, whether it's talking about Chulin as well. Yesterday we went into the Tur, and then the Beis Yosef who resolved that and explained to us how we need to read that Gemara, which is of course very important. And the Tur is of course the basis for all the halachas as they come across in Shulchan Aruch as to how we should actually conduct ourselves when Erev Pesach falls out in Shabbos. And we went through the Beis Yosef on the Tur itself. There's a few major areas. First of all, when do you get rid of the chometz? When do you check for the chometz? When do you get rid of the chometz? How much do you leave over? What do you do for your meals? What do you do for Seudah Shlishis particularly, which is quite complicated because Seudah Shlishis should be had in the afternoon. Problem is that in the afternoon, what are you going to eat? So you can't have chometz anymore. Matzah Ashura, we started to talk about yesterday, and that is matzah that has been made using fruit juices, using wine, using oil instead of water, which doesn't rise, so it's not a problem from a chometz perspective. However, you don't fulfill your obligation with matzah with that in the night time, because the Torah says that matzah needs to be lechem oini, poor man's bread. They say it's poor man's bread because after you buy it, you become poor. But it's meant to be lechem, especially if you live in Australia, right? You got to ship it from overseas. It's lechem oini, and it has to be simple. And therefore, matzah sure a person doesn't fulfill the obligation with. Since you don't fulfill your obligation with it, therefore you're allowed to eat it on Erev Pesach. Remember, you're only not allowed to have the things that you fulfill your obligation with for matzah in the night of Pesach. But this, you don't fulfill your obligation for matzah, and therefore technically you should be able to have it. However, and Rabbeinu Tam did have it, and there were many who did have it, and the Mechaber Paskins that you're allowed to have it. However, the Ramah writes that the Minog, Ashkenaz, is not to have it on Pesach. And the reason is because there's a chashash, there's this concern, not that it rises, but there's a concern that people, there may be just a little bit of water inside. People may not be so scrupulous when it comes to keeping it only to fruit juice. There might be something else inside, and therefore we don't have it. So if you're an Ashkenazi, you're going to get really, really stuck. What should you do? So the Torah said what you should have is just have some pyrus, just have some fruit in the afternoon. We'll learn more about that. So we looked at that again. We looked at the Beis Yosef on the Torah, and the halachas in Shulchan Aruch again are derived, comes out from the Beis Yosef, from his commentary on the Torah itself. So we started to talk about, we're on page 4, Tainus Bechoros. It starts again. There's an entire siman which talks about these dinim. Simon Tov Mem Dalet 444 in Shulchan Aruch, which is about what to do when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. But there's actually something which happens before Pesach even starts, and that is the Tainus Bechoros, and that is the minhag that firstborns fast on Erev Pesach. So what do you do in this kind of year? Erev Pesach is Shabbos. There's no question about it that there's no fast whatsoever on Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch says, let's just look quickly at the words of the Shulchan Aruch, middle of the page, in page 4, Shulchan Aruch says, Imchal Erev Pesach v'Shabbos, this is in Simon Tov Ayin, which is talking about Tainus Bechoros, Simon 470, says if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, you need a copy of this over here. There you go. Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. Yes, you open Mishum Misanim B'Choris B'Yom Hay. Some people say that the B'Choris, that the firstborn should fast on the Thursday. But yes, you open Mishum Misanim Klan. Some people say that they don't fast at all. What's the Sfarah each way? Well, Thursday, because it's pushed back since Friday isn't the proper day anyway. Look, if it was really Erev Pesach, so then you would do it on a Friday. But since Friday is not the proper day anyway, we're on page 4. Since Friday is not the proper day anyway, so why fast on a Friday if you don't have to? So it's pushed off to the Thursday. Other people say, since it's already been pushed off, Kevin Dinincha Yidoche, since it's pushed off, let it be pushed off altogether. Which, by the way, interestingly, is the opinion of Rebbe with regards to even Tisha B'Av. It's not the halacha with regards to Tisha B'Av, which is pushed off. So Rebbe says in the Gemara Megillah, famously, that since it's pushed off, let it be pushed off altogether. And we don't fast it at all. But that is seem with this kind of fast, it's a swara. So the mechaber brings both opinions. The Rama says, he says that our minig Ashkenazim is like the Svara Rishona, is to fast on the Thursday. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein has an interesting chakira. This is all talking about when people actually did the right thing and they fasted. So in Igros Moshe, Arachaim Chalek Dalet Simim Semachtes, he writes as follows. He asks the following question. Avobim Dino Sein, let's read it inside. He says, in our countries, Sheruba de Ruba de Inshi, that the majority of people, most people, mitzad chulshas hadoiris, because of the weakness of the generations. People are weak. Ein misanin, they don't fast. And there's a good hetzer to that. Elo oisin siyum meseches. Rather, what we do is that we make a siyum mesechta. Shebezei yesh li stapek. Then we've got the following sofek. This brings up the following sofek. Im neker legamrei inyan atanis me'erev Shabbos. Do we say that in this kind of situation, when the Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, and we're not fasting on the Friday, and the fast is put onto the Thursday, like the Rama says, do we say that it has been completely removed from the Friday? The Friday is not a fast day whatsoever, and it's been placed onto the Thursday, just the Thursday. And if that's V'chal al Yoim Hay, and it falls out on the Thursday, Mitchilas HaTakana, as if the Takana was set in the beginning, that this is what you do, just like they wouldn't have set a fast on Shabbos. Everyone understands, Shabbos, there is no fast day at all, and it's removed from Shabbos entirely. It's not like there is a fast on Shabbos, so we're just not fasting it. Similar to what we spoke about with Hutra and Hudcha. It's not like it's Hudcha. There is no thing of fasting at all. So could be that the same thing. It's completely removed from the Friday, and it's placed onto the Thursday. Shalacha, and therefore, if you want to get out of fasting on the for this fast, loy shayach gam haptur mitzad asiyum b'mashiyase erev Shabbos. Therefore, there's no reason to do a siyum on erev Shabbos, because erev Shabbos, it's not like it is a fast day. The fast has been completely removed from the Friday and placed onto the Thursday. You want to do a siyum to get out of the fast, you got to do the siyum on the Thursday. Oy, that's the one way of looking at it. Oy, but on the other hand, middle of the paragraph, shadayin ikra chiyuv hu al erev Pesach. So the real chiyuv is on the Friday, the way I understand it. The chiyuv is on the Friday. The only thing is that we're not going to fast on the Friday. The fact, the reason that they moved it to the Thursday, it's like hutcha. It was pushed off to the Thursday, and that is, because it's impossible to get out of the chiyuv that was placed onto the day without making it up on another day. You have to make it up on another day. So when do you make it up? Make it up on Thursday. But what's the real day? Friday is the real day. Ah, if you're able to do it the way that we do these days, when we make a siyum, and it's no different to a person making a siyum on a Thursday or making a siyum on a Friday, then when should be the proper day to make the siyum? According to this, you should make the siyum on the Friday. If that's the case, the siyum should be on Erev Shabbos. Li potem ikur hachiyuv, to get out of the ikur chiyuv. V'lo shayich l'chay v'shuv l'sanes v'emachet. And you can't say to him, hey, you should have been fasting on some other day. That's the chakira. That's the question that Moshe Feinstein asks. So what do we do, Lepoyo? So there is, now very often we learn posts and we learn people who lived a long time ago. Moshe Feinstein also, he passed away 34 years ago already. But the Tshuvas van Hoggis is the Moshe Sternbach, who is the Ravid of Yerushalayim. He's very old now, but already 40 years ago, he was a world famous poisek. And he's living and he's writing today, literally. So Tshuvas van Hoggis, Moshe Sternbach writes as follows. He has a whole kuntres, which is on the dinim of Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos. In fact, but then he wrote in his Shalas and Tshuvas, he wrote a tshuva on Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos. And he had that tshuva was edited and was reviewed by the stipler. So like he really had the big guns looking at his thing. Again, he's living today. People ask him Shalas today. So he writes as follows. He says, "Kishchal Erev Pesach b'Shabbos." When Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, "Habachor misanem b'yom chamishi." He says the Bechor fasts on the Thursday. Fast on the Thursday. "Umi shekol shana einu misan." That's like the Rama says, right? "Umi shekol shana einu misan b'Erev Pesach." Someone who every year doesn't fast on Erev Pesach. Rak poiter atzmoi b'su'udas mitzvah, but he gets out of it with a su'udas mitzvah, kagoyim b'siyum b'sechta, like a siyum b'sechta. By the way, su'udas mitzvah doesn't only have to be a siyum b'sechta. If you have a bris on that day, you can get out of it that way as well. Just that you can't plan a bris for Erev Pesach, right? But ha'minog, you can make a wedding if you really want. And actually, it will be a problem because they marav b'simcha b'simcha, so then you have a problem with Shavuot brachos then. Ha'minog pashut. So the simple minag is shemishtatif b'siyum rak b'yom chamishi u'potter. The simple basic thing is that you only have a siyum on the Thursday and you potter, which means that he's learning the ikar chiyuv. It means that the fast has been completely removed from the Friday and placed onto the Thursday. Avo, however, again, these bold is not his bold, but I wanted to stress this because there you see why the reason that he's going this way as well. Yesh medaktikin. There are those who are specific. Dishtatif gam b'yom shishi b'sudas mitzvah nefshah. Oh, sorry. Thank you. That they are precise to also be mishtatif. They also take part in a siyum on the Friday im efshar if it's possible. Why is that? Because maybe it's like the other way that the Moshe learned. Maybe maybe really the fast is it's the Friday. It's just been hulchot to the Thursday, but now that you're doing a siyum, so do it on Friday. He says, if you've got two people who finished a mesechta, then one should finish on the third one on the Thursday, other one on the Friday, and do a sudas mitzvah for both of them. Those who are doing the daf, you can do a siyum on psachim on the Thursday and the Friday. For oz ha-mishtatfin yetzu l'shtades, and then those who participate, they can be yotze according to all opinions. V'mis'anim b'shvil b'noi. Now, that someone who's fasting for his son, so the custom is, if someone has a firstborn son, until the son is bar mitzvah, the father fasts for him as well, or he participates in a siyum. Sheyesh makilin legamri kishchal Erev Pesach v'Shabbos. There are those who are maker completely when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. Ein mokel lahach mekol kach litzanis b'shneim. Then you don't need to fast on both of them, right? Because then it's like, won't go into this now, but it's like a svek sveka. It's like a sofek on the sofek, right? The father, do you really need to fast for the son? Okay. Even if you say they need to fast for him, so who says that it's on the Thursday or on the Friday? So it's a sofek on the sofek, therefore it's good enough just to, you don't have to be machmer for that. The truth is that I haven't seen many, I can't remember too many Erev Pesach fall out on Shabbos, but the widespread minog is if you can get a siyum for Friday as well, it's good. Otherwise, Thursday is good enough. Yeah.
Would it come out that if you hold the real siyum is on Friday? The real fast is on Friday.
Yeah.
It's pushed off to Thursday.
Yeah.
And then, let's say someone.
So then they're medaktik to do a siyum also on the Friday.
Someone ate on Thursday without hearing a siyum.
Someone ate on Thursday.
Yeah. A kohen.
Without having a siyum whatsoever.
Yeah.
So bichlal, what's the din of someone who ate on this fast day without having a siyum? So
lechora, retroactively on Friday.
What happens on a regular Erev Pesach for the bichlal who ate or on a fast day? A person who ate. So usually you say you've got to be mashlim. It's a general question. Good question. Someone who ate on this kind of fast, where you anyway would have had a siyum, can you be mashlim with another siyum on another day? I don't know.
He can fix it. Go to Friday, make a siyum.
Correct, but maybe if it's been moved on to Thursday, then it's not going to help you.
On that side.
Yeah, it's only if the main day is Friday, right?
Yeah.
So, but if it's been moved to Thursday, then lav dafka helps to be mashlim. Do you make up something? Let's just say you missed out a fast day. Person missed out a fast day, generally. What does it say? If you missed out a fast day, so you should be mashlim. You can make up another day to fast for that day. Right, in the dinim of Rosh Hashanah, the people who are very makbid to fast, particularly all days of Aseres Yemei Teshuva. So Shulchan Aruch says, what happens if? So what about Rosh Hashanah itself? If you don't fast, so you can be mashlim. And how you mashlim those? You can make up different days. But is there even a way to make up a fast that you wouldn't have been fasting because you would have been doing a siyum? So make it up with a siyum? I don't know. I've never seen such a chakira. I don't know. You don't make up something which you weren't going to do anyway. I don't know. Anyway, let's go into the Shulchan Aruch. And here we're going to get into a lot more specifics. So this is the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tov Mem Dala. That was Simon Tov Ayin, which spoke about the Din of the Bechor. And here we're on the top of page 5. And the way that we're going to go about it, what you see in big and bold is the actual Shulchan Aruch. Because what we're doing is that we're going Se'if by Se'if. Most of this you would have already seen. We've traced it all the way back from the Gemara to the Torah to the Beis Yosef. You'll see this. This will be recognizable to us. because we've seen it in the tour. And on each piece, we'll stop and look at the Mishnah Berurah, and we'll look at some of the relevant shilas and questions and things which we need to be aware of. So these are the dinim of Erev Pesach, the fourth time on Shabbos. There's eight seifim. Seif Aleph, and today we're probably not going to move off Seif Aleph, but there's only about six seifim which are relevant to us. Yud Dalet Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, the 14th, fourth time on Shabbos. Boitkin Leil Shloisha Oser. We check for the chametz on the night of the 13th. Mevarim Akol Lifnei Shabbos. And we get rid of everything before Shabbos. We know where that comes from. We know those words, where they come from. Mevarim Akol Lifnei Shabbos. Mesharin Mozen Shtei Sudos L'Torech HaShabbos. And we leave over enough for two meals for the need of Shabbos. What? Why only two meals? To Su'ud HaShlishis Man Achra HaMincha. Because Su'ud HaShlishis, the time is after Mincha. V'oz Ani Yochol La'asos. And then you can't do it. Lo B'Matzah V'lo B'Chametz. Not with Matzah, not with Chametz. Why not with Matzah? Because you can't eat Matzah on Erev Pesach. Not with Chametz. Why not with Chametz? Because Chametz, the Zman is already finished in midday. Ela b'matzah ashira. The only thing you can use is matzah ashira. But torech la, why? Because matzah ashira, you're not yotze the achilas matzah the seder. But torech la so is the kolim shua asiris. Now you have to do it before the 10th hour. Why before the 10th hour? If you're having matzah ashira, because you're not allowed to eat after the 10th hour, because you have to be able to have an appetite to eat at the seder. Okay. The Ramah says hago. Over Medina's Eilu, in our countries, where we don't eat matzah ashira, as we explained, because there was a chashash that maybe a person won't be so careful not to about there not being even a single drop of water in it. As you're going to see over there, yikayim su'ud shlishis b'mine peiros. So then, su'ud shlishis, keep it, have su'ud shlishis with fruits, oy boss of a dogim, or with meat and fish, as you'll see over there in Simon Reish, as you've seen over there in Simon Reish Tzadik Aleph over there, there's a discussion as to how you keep Su'ud HaShlishis. The best way is obviously to wash for it. But there's an opinion which says that you can have it with fruit and you can have it with other things, with bosar and dogim, with meat and fish. And he says, therefore, this kind of Shabbos, you can be maker on that you fulfill your meal by doing it in that kind of way. So the proper way to check for the chomet is on the night of the 13th, on the Thursday night. What happens if you forgot to check for the chomet on the Thursday night? What do you do? What are your options? So there's an interesting tshuva. There's a tshuva called the Shut Avnei Tzedek. I actually couldn't find the original thing inside. I'm just bringing from where I saw it being referred to. And he writes, this is from a sefer called Piskei Tshuvos. And he writes, he says, Shehitir afla hadlik al yidei nochri. Someone who didn't check for the chomet on Thursday night. Now, remember, Thursday night is the night of the 13th, it's not the night of the 14th. What are your options? What should you do? What do you do? Shehiter af lahadlika yidei nochri. So he was very generous. And he said, you're allowed to light a candle, ask a goy to light a candle on Friday night to go and check for the chometz on the Friday night. So that was something which everyone jumped up and down about. Think about what happened. Asking a goy to do a malacha is an issur derabbanan. But here it's in order to fulfill a mitzvah derabbanan of checking for the chametz. So it's an asay derabbanan versus a lois asay derabbanan, kind of. That's what you have. He says, but everyone said, he said that the Marashag and many others, they wondered on him. The b'shabbos also shvus b'malacha daraisa, afilu l'tarich mitzvah daraisa. We find that on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do an Isra Dirabonon, even to perform a mitzvah min HaTorah. For example, the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah tells us that if you have an oilin ba'ilon, you can't go climb a tree in order to go and you have a shofar which is up in the tree. Or let's just say that you have a lulav, better example. Lulav which is in a tree. Can you go and ask someone, a goy, to go cut it down? Can you go and climb the tree to go and get your shofar down? Now, climbing a tree on Shabbos is only Issur Dirabbanan, but you're not allowed to go do that. Which means that the mitzvahs asay min haTorah to blow the shofar is set aside for the Issur Dirabbanan. The Shuas, the Chachamim, have the power to say, Shevi al taseh. We have the power to tell you, don't do the mitzvah of the Torah. We would like our Shuas, our Issur Dirabbanan, to take precedence. He says, if that's the case with a mitzvah daraisa, that we don't let you do an Isra darabonon to perform an Isra a mitzvah daraisa, kol shekei bedikas chometz. I'm in the third line of this little paragraph over here. How much more so bedikas chometz which is only derabbanan. Remember, mina Torah, you get out of the problem of chametz by just doing bittul. Bittul means that it's not mine anymore. The rabbanan, the chachamim, want you to look for the chametz so that you can get rid of it, so that you don't come to eat it. Two reasons in the Tosfos, the beginning of Pesachim. But you got to. The chachamim want us to check for the chametz. So if when it comes to a mitzvah d'oraisa, we don't set aside an isur d'rabbanan for a mitzvah d'oraisa, how much more so when it comes to an isur d'rabbanan for a mitzvah d'rabbanan? You shouldn't do that. He says, "V'gam tiltu haner." He says, "Now what about carrying the candle?" He says, "Okay, let's just say I have a lit candle on Friday night. I didn't check for the chametz last night. Have a ka'ein uvdin d'chol." It's like uvdin d'chol, which means it's very mundane. It's a weekday kind of thing. Obviously, it's mukta. V'ayin oid sham b'shem oid poskim shenot lahachmir af betilto haner agidei nochin mishum kamach shoshes. There are even many poskim who write, and we'll just look at one of them over here. He says there are many poskim who write that you cannot even ask a goy to carry the candle. Now, here's a very different thing. We were talking up till now about asking the goy to light the candle. Asking the goy to carry the candle is what we call a trei derabbanan. There's two things which are derabbanan. The candle itself, to move it, is mukta. Asking the goy to do it is another isur derabbanan. So derabbanan on the derabbanan for a mitzvah derabbanan. Usually what we say is, generally, as a rule of thumb, is that trei derabbanan to shvus to shvus b'mkoy mitzvah. If there's a mitzvah and there's a tzorech gadol, then we set aside a shvus to shvus, an isur derabbanan on an isur derabbanan. Meaning you can ask a goy to do an isur derabbanan for the great need, for need of a mitzvah, or if a Torah rabbim, and there's room for leniency over there. Over here he says, there's many poskim say that even you can't ask the goy to carry the candle for you to do bedikas chametz because of many chashoshes, because there's many concerns that they had. What are those? I'll come to you in 1 second. So the Stei Chemed writes as follows. He says, he says very briefly, again, this is an entire sugi. It's a beautiful sugi about an asay versus lois asay. Do we say that with the surim derabbanan and mitzvahs derabbanan and all that? It says, he says something very interesting. He says, when you carry the candle, the mitzvah hasn't started. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to, it goes into the whole chakira as to what the mitzvah is. The mitzvah is to search, to look for it. As soon as you move the candle, you haven't started looking. So you are doing the isur before you're doing the mitzvah. When would we say that the isur would push away the mitzvah? When do we say that the mitzvah pushes away the isur? That's only if at that moment you're doing the mitzvah, but you're not doing the mitzvah at that moment. It's an interesting one. It actually goes into a whole chakira as to what the Gemara talks about. We make a bracha when we do Brikas Chametz, right? And question is, what happens if you don't find anything? The getter of the mitzvah of Tashbisu, it's a famous chakira in Brikas Chinuch, talks about the mitzvah of Tashbisu, of getting rid of the chametz. Is it a kumva asay? Is it that the Torah wants you to go and find chametz, get rid of it? Or that the Torah doesn't want you to have chametz in your possession? Is there a mitzvah to actually go and find the chametz? But interesting, he says that it sounds like the mitzvah is to go find chametz, and therefore, you're at the moment that you start moving it, you're not doing a mitzvah. Shani is the second thing, and this you mentioned yesterday, and that is, tiltul, we know that muktzah isn't just like any other isur derabbanan. Muktzah is actually a very heavy derabbanan. It's known as hinelav derabbanan chomor. It's a heavy isur derabbanan. So, v'aseh derabbanan ragil eina doicha oisai. A regular mitzvahs asay derabbanan, meaning a mitzvahs asay of derabbanan to go check for chametz, doesn't push away, and it would push away perhaps other isurim derabbanan, but not an isur of muktzah. We know that muktzah was established when you learn in Hilchos Shabbos in Simin Shin Ches, the dinim of muktzah. You see that muktzah is something which was established in stages, but it's very very early isur derabbanan, and some kinds of muktzah precede Ezra as well. So muktzah doesn't get put aside for that. So you can't go and check. So even though there is one posik, the Avnei Tzedek, who says that you can ask a goy to do it, or you can ask a goy to carry it, but most poskim disagree. You can't get a goy to go and help you to do it on the Friday night if you forgot the night before. And in the wording of the Shulchan Aruch Harav, he writes as follows in Simon Tov Lamed Hey, which is the dinim of someone who didn't check. Generally, what happens if you did not check in the night? Not talking about Erev Pesach. So what should you do? So he writes, we'll see soon the words of the Shulchan Aruch itself, but he says, that on Shabbos, sorry, thank you. Avo b'Shabbos shebetoicha Pesach. He says you can check on Yom Tov, but Shabbos, which is inside Pesach, lo yivdok klal. You're not allowed to check at all. She'ain bedika elal or haner, because bedika has to be lor haner. B'Shabbos osur letalto es haner. He says it's osur. It's forbidden to move the candle at all on Shabbos. He doesn't get into whole into pupulim. He doesn't go and say, "Well, the moving of the candle is a lav derabanan, and to check for the chametz is an assay, and therefore the one should push away the other." Doesn't go there at all. He just says, "Lo yivdek klal, you cannot check at all." So that applies when Shabbos is in the middle of the week of Pesach, and that applies meaning if Shabbos was Yom Tov, and that applies if Erev Pesach should apply the same way. Erev Pesach is Shabbos, you don't check at all. Okay, so when do you check? So you forgot to check on the night of the 13th. When do you check? It's not maybe the most practical kind of shaila because most people would hopefully remember. So but it's interesting because there's a lot of discussion around it. So when should you check? So what does the Shulchan Aruch say? Simon Tov Lamed Hay. Shulchan Aruch is talking about someone who forgot to check for the chametz the night before. Regular Erev Pesach. Forgot to check. Lo yibodak b'leil yudalid. If you didn't check on the night of the 14th, yibdok b'yom yudalid. You got to check on the day of the 14th. But any day, any hour in the day that you remember, go and check for the chametz. Loi bodak kol yom yudalid. And we're going to see that it's not so simple to check always in the day. If you didn't check the whole day of the 14th, the guy forgot to check for the chametz. Yivdok b'toicha Pesach. He should check in middle of Pesach. Loi bodak b'toicha Pesach. If he didn't check in middle of Pesach, yivdok l'achar Pesach. He has to check after Pesach. Why should you check for the chametz after Pesach? You ever heard of someone going checking for the chametz after Pesach? The reason is because we know because chametz that has gone through Pesach is osur b'ano, and therefore you have to check. You have to get rid of it. You don't check. You don't make a bracha on that because that's obviously not the takana of Chazal to do things. So what it says simply is that if you didn't check in the night before, you check in the day. If you didn't check in the day, then you check even b'toicha Pesach. What does it mean? Betoich haPesach, in the middle of Pesach. So the Mishnah Berurah comments, and he says as follows: Yivdek betoich haPesach. The simple meaning of that is on the top of page 6. The simple meaning of that is vafilu. He says vafilu kfar bitel. Even if you've already done bitel, meaning even if there's no iser, even if there's no din da'oraisa. Remember, it could be that there's a da'oraisa factor in checking for chametz. When would it be da'oraisa? If you haven't done bitel. If you haven't done bittul, you have to get rid of any chametz that you have over there. If you've done bittul, then it's only all the rabbanon. But even if you've already done bittul, vafilu b'yom tov atzmoi, even if it's yom tov itself, on yom tov, boidek, you check, afa b'shani yochol asar for b'yom tov, even though you're not able to burn it on yom tov, because mokim, nonetheless, what you can do is, yuchol lichvois olav kli ad moitzi yom tov. You can put an object over it until Moitzi Yom Tov. Remember, what's the concern? The concern is someone's going to come to eat it. So go check for it. Once you find it, put something over it so no one's going to come and eat it. Come on, Simon Tov Memvov, as it says later in Simon Tov Memvov. Yeah.
Why can't you burn on Yom Tov?
You can't burn on Yom Tov because it's not Tzorech Yom Tov at all. It's not for your needs. It's not Tzorech Oichel Nefesh. No, but it has to be Oichel Nefesh. It has to be something for your personal need. Okay, but we're going to see soon with regards to washing things which you've got kalim, which have got some chametz on it, about if it's still considered your need because there's chametz there. Carries on and he says the Mishnah Berurah, v'yesh chokin. So first opinion is that when he says check for it, you didn't check on Erev Pesach, you didn't check the night before, you didn't check on Erev Pesach, you have to check on Yom Tov, even on Yom Tov itself. Now he says v'yesh chokin. There are those who disagree. B'sovrim and the hold, but Yom Tov lo yivdok rak b'chul shemoyed. But you're only allowed to check on Chol HaMoed. Don't check on Yom Tov. So there's a machlokes of the poskim as to whether you can check on Yom Tov for chametz that you didn't check for beforehand. And he seems to conclude as follows: Va pri chodesh ichria. He goes with the pri chodesh, who determined that it depends. Deim lo yibito chemtzoy koidem haPesach. If he did not do bittul before Pesach, efshe sheyivdok af b'yom tov, then he should be checking on Yom Tov itself. Why should he be checking on Yom Tov itself? Move the candle. Again, by the way, there's a question about moving the candle as well on Yom Tov. What's the question? Because if it's not a real tzorech, then you can't do it as well. It's not like in Yom Tov you can do whatever you want. You can only do things that you need for tzorech ha'achal nefesh. Now, if you've already done bittul, so then, no, if you haven't done bittul, then it's a real need. Then you can move it even on, then you can go and search for the chametz on Yom Tov. Mim kvar bittul bevadai, if you definitely did bittul, then lo yivdok rak b'chol ha'moed, then you should only be checking on chol ha'moed. So it would seem to be that someone, let's just apply, this is talking about a regular Erev Pesach, someone forgot to check for the chametz. Mishneh Berurah seems to come to a conclusion that it depends. If you did bittul, then check for the chametz on chol ha'moed. If you didn't do bittul, check for the chametz on Yom Tov and put a kli over it when you find it. It would seem to be that the same din should apply for someone who didn't check the chametz on the night of the 13th, like this year. You can't check for the chametz, it seems to be according to most poskim, except for the Avnei Tzedek. You cannot check for the chametz on the night of on Shabbos, Friday night. So when should you do it? On Yom Tov, you check for the chametz. But that's only if you haven't done bittul. If you did bittul, if you mevatel the chametz, so then what you've got to do is that you've got to wait until Chol ha'moed to be able to do it. Seems to be that's what he's saying. Yeah.
What would we be better to do? To if you realized on the 13th that you can do it on the night to the 13th, you do it on the day, or is the whole point to be done at night?
Oh, we'll see. Let's see in the next piece. There's a dafkan inyan that you have to check the chametz in the night time. That you can check certain things in the daytime. But choyres or stokin are done with a candle. So it doesn't necessarily have to be the nighttime. It has to be done with a candle. And the candle shines best at night. You know, the first couple of dafim psachim, right? So Shari Mitzuyoni Balach, he writes as follows. This is what a lot of poskim take on. He says, V'yesh poskim shekosfu, there are poskim right, shegam tiltul ner. So he brings the first piece, which is that there are people, the Avnei Tzedek, who says that you can do it with a goy. But v'yesh poskim shekosfu, shegam tiltul ner dolak aydei nokli, yesh lesa l'torech b'dikas chometz, that even carrying a candle with a goy is osur, like we saw in the Stei Chemed, the Muktzah is a very heavy one, etc. Elo, this is what he says you should do. Yivdoik b'leil Shabbos, on the night of Shabbos. That's on Friday night. He's talking about today. What do we do today? Friday night, you should check. Es chadre habayis shedolik shom me'ora chashmal. So you've got electricity. You've got lights in your house. Check all the rooms where there is electricity. Ves hamir pasois. V'hamakoymish sheneged chaloyim pasuach. Yivdek b'shabas b'yon. And your balconies and all your other areas which are next to open windows, check that in the daytime. So Friday night, before you start your Seder, go and check for your... No, sorry, not before you start your Seder. It's the night, it's a Leil Yudalit, right? Go and your Seder is only the next night. Go and check, don't use a candle. Don't touch the candle. Use electricity. Just look around. Look around for chametz. Look everywhere for chametz. Then on the next day, places where the sun's coming right in, places where the... Ooh, I really hope this holds. Places where I'm trying to look for a plug over here. I think we're... Is there one there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry, we'll have to just plug this in. Just want to make sure these people online here don't lose it. Sorry, everyone, for this delay. I hope there's an extension.
I'll grab
this
one next door.
Is there?
Yeah, I'll run over and do it.
Right there? Cool. Okay, I'll move this and just ask you. Like, you'll just move the screen. Yeah. Okay, just go. You know what you can do? You can just turn the computer face to face me.
You don't have to turn your back. This.
Okay, so So it says on the Friday night, check using electricity. On Shabbos day, check all the areas which where the sun is coming in. Shemakomis Eilu Ein Tzrich Ner. Veshar Hamakomis Yitzorich Ner. Other areas which you dafka need a candle, which means like the choris is stuck in the little corners. Yivduk b'moitzes Shabbos leol Pesach leor haner. Check it on the night of Pesach using a candle. So three different areas, depends on the area. Places where there's electricity, general areas, look around, and you're able to just check it, just look around on Friday night and see that there's no chametz over there. Places where where the sun comes in, check that in the morning. If there's no electricity there, wait for the sun to come in. And the chores or stokim, you check that using a candle on the night of Pesach before you start your seder. Yeah.
Is the reason we don't use a candle on Friday night and Friday day? Because we said
Friday night.
Yeah.
We don't use a candle because you can't.
It's
a strong muktzah. You can't ask to tilt or to a big problem.
Cannot push off.
Yeah, correct. Can't push away that. Well, you can't use. Yeah, you can't do it yourself because we don't even push off a shvus. For sure, you can't do it yourself because we don't push off an isra derabanan for a mitzvah daraisa like shofar, right? How much more so we don't do it for a mitzvah derabanan like bedikas chametz. Question is, why can't you ask a goy to carry a candle for you? He said, because it's a very heavy isra, so we don't want to push that aside either. Even though it's a shvus to shvus, we still don't want it. That's the idea.
And you can't ask a goy to get the shofar from the tree because
that's the derisa. Well, that you can. There's a shvus to shvus b'mkai mitzvah. That you can do, but that's very different because there's a mitzvah daraisa. Here it's a mitzvah derabanan, so the waiting is a little bit less. Doesn't weigh, it's not worth as much. Sorry, you're gonna say something before.
No. In general, on the Shabbos, can you ask a goy to carry a candle for you?
No. You can't. For you, no, you can't. All right, it's all good. Thank you.
All right,
okay. Oh, wow. Did you go to the hardware now? It's all good. He's got it. It's working? It's working. Thank you so much. Okay. Amazing. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah on this piece comments, he says as follows. Those of you on Zoom, you can still ask questions. We'll still hear you. Okay. He says as follows. Boykin, so we check. B'torech levorech al abdiko. Now when we check for the chametz on the night of the 13th, we've got to make a bracha on the b'dika. B'gam levato kamo b'shar shonim b'leo yudalet. We try as much as possible, as a rule of thumb, as much as possible, we try to keep things as they are on other years, as with regards to burning, getting rid of the chametz, right? Rashi, the Torah told us that on the Erev Shabbos, we get rid of the chametz before Chatzos. So we also make a bracha on the bedikah. We'll make a bracha on the bedikah, and we also do bittul at the time of the bedikah. And lo yu gimel, one in the night of the 13th, it says, Shalomach b'Erev Shabbos, yev shalibdek da'i bo'ik l'orachamo. We can't do it the next day because it's the orachamo that will be to the light of the sun. Umeshairin, then he says, we leave over. V'tzorech lizor. Now you've got to be careful when we leave over for the meals. La'nichu b'mokim mutzna. To keep it in a concealed place. Very, very careful. You've got to keep it somewhere where you know exactly where all your chametz is. As we say above in Simon Tov Lamedalad, with regards to general, when you do Berikas chametz on a regular Erev Pesach, you've also, the chametz that you're having until the next morning, says you've got to keep it away from the mice and away from the little children. Okay? Because they can move things about. Okay, here's an interesting question. So that's with regards to someone who didn't check for the chametz before. Now, we'll see. On the Friday. Sorry? Okay, let's use the extension cord. Okay, we use the extension cord. Thank you. We've got an extension cord, all good. Just moving the camera. Sorry. Okay, 1 second, just turning the camera. Thank you so much, everyone. Okay, here's an interesting shaila. So the Friday night, you're going to have your meal, you have your chametz meal, right? And you want to have lechem mishnah, but you're trying to minimize the amount of chametz that you need to have in your house. So you've got a lot of matzah, because tomorrow night you're going to be having matzah. And for the next 7 days, 8 days, you're going to be having matzah. Can you use matzah for lechem mishnah on this Shabbos? Now, there's two categories of matzah. Matzah that you have made on Erev Pesach, which in this year you would be making it on the Friday. We don't get to do that over here, but it's anyone who's... I'd love to do that, but it's a very big inyan to make matzah on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. It's a very big thing. They do it in Yerushalayim and a few other places. And that's called matzah mitzvah. That's a real matzah. That's a matzah that you're using for your Seder. Literally you're having them when they're like still warm. At this kind of year, you wouldn't have them still warm. But that kind of matzah, according to almost all opinions, is mukta. It's mukta, machmas, chesra, and kis. It's the highest category of mukta. Mukta, it's like mukta of a shechita knife. You wouldn't want someone touching it because anyone who touches it in any kind of way, there's going to be monetary loss to you. So that's mukta that you can't use. You can't touch that, so you can't use that. But we don't have to deal with that.
If it's food, it's still mukta.
Even if it's food, because it's completely set aside from you to from your use. Here comes the question. What about regular matzah? We don't have that kind of thing. So over here in Australia, would I be able to use matzah for Lechem Mishnah? I think Gil, you mentioned yesterday, you said like how amazing it is that you can just like take the crumbs and put it out on the floor of the house. And just think about, and because we're machmir. Just think about the thought of using matzah together with chametz, the matzah that you're going to use tomorrow night, and putting it together for Lechem Mishnah. But it's a possibility, right? If you don't make a Lechem Mishnah. So the Chazan Ish writes, says as follows. He paskins, he says, Shara matzos hamiyodim l'cho yimei ha-Pesach, other matzos, all matzos besides for the, which you set aside for Pesach, which is like any matzah that we have over here today, shemutorim b'tilto b'Shabbos zu. They're actually not mukta. You're allowed to move it on the Shabbos. Now, seemingly, why is it not mukta? Mukta means something that is set aside from your mind that you're not going to be using. You can't eat matzah on the Shabbos. Technically, you can't. From the next morning, you can't have it. It's many people don't have it already from Rosh Chodesh. Some people don't have it already from a month before, from Purim time. But it's not real mukta. You know why? Because you would give it to a child if a child didn't, a child that doesn't understand the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim is allowed to have matzah on Erev Pesach. Many people would do that because what are you going to give the child? You can give the child matzah to have. Therefore, it's not mukta. He says, "Mutar latar from the Lechem Mishnah." Therefore, you can put it together with your challah for Lechem Mishnah. However, he says, "Obviously, vizoy shalai yigo challah b'matzos. Make sure that it doesn't that they don't touch." And yibarach aleim k'shem ufrodim. Make a bracha on them when they are separate. Oshiyaniach hamatzos b'toy chatipa, or put the matzos in something that is wrapped up.
These are matzos that you use for the
Seder. No, these are matzahs that you're going to be using tomorrow night at the Seder.
Ah, so why doesn't he just be Zahir and take some out?
That's what he's saying.
And then become chametz.
He let it come chametz thick. He wants to use it for his Seder. He doesn't want to... This guy's trying to make sure that he has as little chametz as possible. He doesn't... He wants to not have much that he has to get rid of the next day.
Why don't you just use the two matzahs?
Because you have to eat from the Lechem Mishnah. And he doesn't want to eat from the matzah before. Because you technically don't eat from matzah, you don't eat the matzah from. I say technically, because technically it's only from the morning. We'll see, but really it's from the. You can be makil from the night before to have matzah if you have nothing else. But yesh kosvu. But the Levush Mordechai says, lahat etiruf matzah lechem mishnah rak besudas leil Shabbos. Exactly this point. He says, when can you do this? You can only do this on the night of Shabbos, Friday night. Aber b'Shabbos Kodesh b'Boiker, but on Shabbos morning, yesh isur midino b'achilas matzah. There's an isur min hadin to eat matzah. Yesh limonim militarif matzah lechem mishnah. The main isur is, we spoke about this yesterday, the main isur of having matzah is Erev Pesach and the day of Erev Pesach. K'boy arisosu b'beis chomiv. That's dafka the day of the wedding. So this is the dafka in the day of Pesach. So he says, he makes a compromise. He says, Friday night, if you have to put it together, then you can do that. But the morning, it's mamish, the matzah is mukta, it's like mukta. Yeah, if you had to, you give it to a child, but it really doesn't have a function for most people. And according to in the Prima Godim writes and others, that food that is not suitable for most people cannot be used for Lechem Mishnah. It's like, for example, using something, you've got something which is, let's just say a non-Kohen. Can he use truma, a challah of truma to use for a loaf of truma to be able to use for Lechem Mishnah? Probably not, according to the Prima Godim, because it's not suitable for most people. There's a whole shaila generally in Hilchos Shabbos with regards to using a frozen challah. It's also a very interesting one. It's not ready.
Can you put the matzah that you're going to use as Lechem Mishneh into a bag
and still use it as a Lechem Mishneh?
Yeah, that's what he says. You can use it, but he says only on the Friday night, not on the Shabbos day. Because on the Shabbos day, you're not allowed to eat matzah. Since you can't eat it, so it's like it's muktzah. It's set aside from your use. So therefore, you can't use it. You can only use Lechem Mishneh for something that's technically edible. That's why I said there's a whole discussion with regards to using a frozen challah. Who hasn't fallen into that situation? The only extra thing that you have is frozen. Okay? There's room to be matter in that. I didn't get your question. Sorry. No, there's no problem with it being wrapped up. No, it's fine.
If I take two challahs, these two, Shabbos, regular Shabbos, and they are in the bags,
So here's the issue. The one that you have, that you're eating, needs to be unwrapped because you can't have any hefsek whatsoever, any interruption between your bracha and your eating. Even the marking on it, we make the small mark beforehand. But the other one, it's okay if it's in a bag. Yes, it is better. There are inyanim that it should dafka be touching each other. But it's okay. It's okay if it's in a bag. Yeah. We see over here, if the Chazon Ish says that. Okay. Now, just look at the top of page 13. He writes as follows. He says, what's the reason for the Levush Mordechai? Why does he say that you shouldn't have it? You shouldn't have it on the daytime. Or you shouldn't put it together on the day. He says the choshesu l'deas asoyrim because they care about the opinions. Hold the ein yotz miday choyvas lechem mishnah k'shalach mashani enu roi lachilo. There are opinions which hold that the prima godim in Hilchos Shabbos and others who hold that if food is inedible, then you're not actually able to use it even for lechem mishnah. But avki yesh noigim lo lechem matzah merish chodesh nisan. He says if that's the case, then what about all those who don't eat matzah from Rosh Chodesh Nisan? So how then can you use it on the Friday night? Or what happens if even the previous Friday night? Previous Friday night, the only thing that you have is matzah. Matzah and you've got your one loaf and then you've got matzah as your others. Can you put it together? He says, Mikol Mokem nonetheless, Kivan She'ein Ela Chumra, since that's only a Chumra, V'ein Beze Isr Midino, there's no real Isr Min Hadin. It's not called not roi, not fitting for eating. To the point that you won't be yotzi your lechem mishnah. He says, look in the shut levushamardachai, who discusses this more. But that's the idea behind it. Something which is osur min hadin, then you've got an issue with having that on, at that time. Okay? Osur min hadin. This is an example. It says matzon erev Pesach in the morning. In the morning on Erev Pesach, that you can't have.
Yeah. The nighttime, he's not discussing the night.
No, he says you can be meikel in the nighttime because the nighttime it's not osur min hadin. It's still part of the chumrah, even though from Friday night people are. You wouldn't find basically the minhag Yisrael is not to have matzah already from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. People don't have matzah for sure, not on Erev Pesach. But technically speaking, you can have on the night of Erev Pesach.
As a siruf, as a second lechem?
Even as eating. Even to eat it. Mamish, if you're mamish pressed, then you can. And that's what I'm going to talk about right now. So,
this is... Why are you saying it's also b'din? Because of the Yushami about
the... Yeah. That's right. Even though we're going to see soon, we'll see in a moment, that is actually the machlokes in the Gemara in Tzachim, in the Rishonim, the Balamor, and the Mechamis, and others as well, about whether this applies, this din... Everyone agrees that it's not until Erev Pesach. People agree that it's not the night time. The question is, in the daytime, when does it start? According to most Rishonim, it starts from the morning, from the beginning. According to others, the Baal HaMor, we're going to mention that in a moment, it's only from Chatzos. It's only from the middle of the day that it starts. Okay, so let's spend the last few minutes talking about different ways to have Hamotzi. To do a hamotzi on the Shabbos without the concern for leaving over too much chametz. Now, I'm not talking about just yet about what happens, what do you do with your leftover chametz. That we'll get to. We get into the nitty gritty, literally. But here we're talking about, yeah.
We also have to get rid of our chametz by the 10th hour.
To get rid of your chametz by the 4th hour.
On Shabbos day.
Shabbos day, by the 4th hour, you have to have no chametz. What happens if... What am I going to do? I literally need to know what to do. I'm going to have chametz in my house because I'm going to be eating Shabbos meal, right? Friday night and Shabbos day. And I've got to have enough food for my kids as well. And what am I going to do with my... So therefore it says, it's only keep over the minimum amount of chametz that you need. But what I do with that, which is left over, we'll talk about that. Today is pretty easy. Flush in the toilet and put some chemicals on it to make it that it's not fit for anything whatsoever. Putting it just into your garbage bin won't help at all. It's still in your property. But those are things we'll talk about. I want to first discuss, just for a couple of minutes over here, what do you do when you are particularly, these are all different approaches in the post-game, with regards to communal organizations or hotels or people or hospitals or even families who've got a lot of children, where if you have to provide food Friday night and Shabbos morning, particularly Friday night. But the problem is that how do we quantify that we're only giving each person just a very, very little bit? We're very worried that chametz is going to go all over the whole house, the whole hotel, the whole hospital. So what do you do? What does Shari Tzedek do? What can they do? These are different approaches by the poskim how to deal with that kind of problem. So again, mi'ikar hadin, what we should do is that we should have chametz. We should have chametz, but we should have only the minimum amount that we need. But what do you do if you are running a hotel for Pesach? What do you do then when you want to do things properly? You want to do things mahuda. So there's a number of different approaches. There's four main approaches in how to look at this. Number one is, and this is what's brought in Igros Moshe. Moshe Feinstein, he discusses this. He says that the best solution would be to use matzah ashira. Dafka, use egg matzah. Use egg matzah for all your meals on the night and in the day itself. Now in the day itself, according to, if you're Sephardi, have egg matzah up until the 10th hour. After the 10th hour, you can't have, because you can't have a meal, right? Any meal. Okay, up until the 10th hour, you can have that. If you're Ashkenazi, then you have your Friday night meal, egg matzah, Shabbos morning meal, egg matzah, but you'll finish your meal before the 4th hour, because Ashkenazim don't have that. There is an interesting shaila that this brings up. Shaila shudas, by the way, what you're going to have to do, you're going to have to do like the Shulchan Aruch says to do, if you're Ashkenazi. You're going to have to do it with... Oh, interesting thing is that you mentioned yesterday, is Ramosha talks about, what about the bracha? Really, the bracha of these kind of things, this is typical pasah baba kisnin. This is mezoinous kind of bread. It's not made with water. It's made with fruit juice, right? However, over here, according to most poskim, it says, b'shabazu, if you want to look at the words over here, it is on this top part of the paragraph. B'shabazu, on this Shabbos. Shekoveya, I'm on page 7, in the second paragraph over here, second column rather. He says, in this Shabbos, shekoveya aleo sudas ha-shabbos, since you've been koveya sudas Shabbos, mevorech aleo ha-moitzi, can make a bracha of ha-moitzi, because the whole thing of pasah baba kisnin, why it's mezonis, is because you're not koveya sud on it. Here, you mamish koveya sud on it. If you kaveh a surah on it and you're eating a lot of it, you do everything as per usual because your mum is being kaveh a surah on it. There are many who don't like this very much, you know, the matzah shiro, but that is the first option for people who are having to provide for a lot of people. I just want to mention the other couple of options. The second option is, which is to use boiled matzah. Why boiled matzah? Because we've been learning the Gemara in Pesachim talks about that boiled matzah doesn't actually, real matzah, boiled matzah, you're not yotze your chiyuv of eating that kind of matzah on Pesach, and therefore it's something that you can have now as well. The little issue with boiled matzah is that in order to be yotze your Suda Shabbos, you have to eat a kezayis of it, which is actually not completely soft. It has to be quite hard. Because if it's completely soft, then it's a question whether the bracha is hamoitzi anyway, and whether it's called bread. And there are many who hold that they don't like this option because they say that you could be yotze at the Seder, in which case you wouldn't be able to eat it now either. The Magen Avraham Shulchan Aruch Harav says that you will be yotze at the Seder if you have to. If someone was b'shas tchak, didn't have any teeth or whatever it is, they can't eat boiled matzah and they'll be yotze at the Seder. Therefore, you can't have it on Erev Pesach. Therefore, it's not that. That's the second best option. Third option, which is brought by Rav Avad Yosef Yichavadash, he says that b'shas tchak. B'shas hadchak, which means at a time of great need, you can use matzahs, regular matzahs, but matzahs that were made not for the purpose of the mitzvah. Remember, what's the point of Shmura Matzah? Shmura Matzah is that a Shomer is made for the purpose of the mitzvah. Yeah, make matzahs, but not for the purpose of the Seder. Not for the purpose in order to fulfill the mitzvah, and therefore you'll be able to have that on Erev Pesach because you're not Yotze with that at the Seder. However, many don't like that. They say that that's not the, it's not a great option because there are some hold that you will anyway be Yotze B'Shas HaTchak. So therefore, you can't use one B'Shas HaTchak, which will hurt you at another time of B'Shas HaTchak.
You would use the sheets. Or,
That's what he means. It could be that he wants you to use matzah, which is made. It's not that it wasn't made by kavan. It was made negative kavan. It was made to that you dafka for this kind of purpose. You haven't seen his words carefully. The fourth option is that if you have no bread at all, whatsoever, according to many poskim, in the night time of Friday night, you should use regular matzah in the night time, because again the main issue only kicks in the daytime. So at least in the night time, do that. In the daytime, they don't want to play around with that. But again, this is in Piskei Teshuvos. He brings as follows. If you look on the top of page 8, he says Vada, and we'll finish off with this today. He says Vada, you should know. Second paragraph of page 8. He says Vada, you should know. Says even though that we've written a number of different eitzes and advice of how you can have the Suda Shabbos without needing chometz, nonetheless, meaning you can use a boiled matzah, you can use matzah shira, you can use matzah that's not made for the purpose of matzah, etc. Mikol makom yeshikosvu, many have written shilachatchila ein l'shanes miloshan haShulchan Aruch. We should not change from the wording of the Shulchan Aruch. Shemeshayrin chometz mazon beisudas l'shabazu, that we should dafka leap over food chometz for two meals. Ukaminig Yisrael midori doris lechol dafka chometz beisudas Shabbos arvus v'shachris. We should dafka eat. It's a minig Yisrael for all generations to dafka eat chometz in the morning, in the night, and in the morning. Ubezihirus shelo yispatzar chometz ubebiura kedin, making sure not to spread the chometz in any way, and making sure that that you're getting rid of it properly. So it's hard. It's much easier to just get by and say, you know, this Shabbos we won't have any bread or anything like that. But I know my father-in-law said that he felt the best thing to use was he tested things that spread and things that don't. He said using a pita is pretty good. It doesn't crumble as much as other things. I would think that if you have a wrap that is real bracha of hamotzi, l'chora that's the best thing. If it's a real, because it mamish not going to crumble into little pieces. Otherwise, you've got a bit of a problem with that. But this idea of dafke eating chometz on Friday night and also in the morning, there are many who are actually makpid to dafke eat chometz on the morning, generally, on the morning of Erev Pesach. And why is that? Because of this whole thing of tashbisu. If the mitzvah of tashbisu is to actually go and get rid of chometz, so I want to do be mekayim that bekum vaseh, to stand up and go and do the mitzvah, and that's a way to do it. So that's what we do. Tomorrow we're going to start talking about someone who woke up late on what do you do with your meal versus davening sort of shlishes, and then we'll talk about some very practical things with regards to getting rid of your chometz, splitting your meal in the morning into two, and what do you do with leftover chometz. Yeshkoyach, everyone.